News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
But first, before 8 o'clock this morning, we're going to be hearing calls for breathalysers to be used to stop drivers from accessing their vehicles if they're over the limit. How would they work, Ciara?
Well, this is the idea of an alco lock, Jono. And basically, you blow into a machine in your car, and if you are over the limit, your car doesn't work. And if you're under the limit, away you go. They've brought them in, for example, in France for drink drivers, people who are convicted. Instead of a ban, you don't get put off the road. This gets put on your car so you can no longer drink and drive. There's kind of something to be said for it, no?
No, absolutely not. I mean, not on a widespread scale. In America, they've done this as well for repeat offenders, where the court can mandate the installation of an alcolock on someone who has been caught drink driving once or more than once. The idea that this would become standard is a nonsense, because that would effectively penalise good drivers as well as those who are misbehaving. It's a simple question of enforcement. We have seen the number of traffic corps Gardaí drop significantly in recent years. There is a direct correlation between that and driver behaviour, and everything else around this is just noise. Until such time as we restore the traffic corps to where it was when we had low road deaths, it is going to continue to happen. It is simply a matter of enforcement. The idea of
fear
say that
removed. Like it's easy. But even if we have...
Well, we did it before.
Yeah, but even if we have big numbers of traffic cops, it isn't like every single road can be policed 24/7. So that's never going to happen. And first of all, I think it is a great idea for offenders and repeat offenders. And maybe it should be tied to penalty points. If you have 3 points or 6 points or whatever, now you're also in that bag, because it would be a disincentive to get your penalty points. It might be a disincentive to speed or to do other to be on your phone or whatever, because you don't want to have this breathalyzer. But equally, supposing they did roll it out for everybody, it would take 1 minute before the journey that anyone would take, you know, for the collectively, and might save God knows how many lives. We have seen three more lives this weekend, Jonathan.
And each of those are a family who are grieving this weekend, and our thoughts are with them. But the point is, it won't detect drugs. It won't detect if you have a mobile phone in your hand. It won't, identify if you are speeding consistently. But you know what can do all of that? A guard. And that's why we have traffic.
No argument with you. I do agree with you. But we're never going to be able to enforce on the scale...
We did it, Ciara. When we tackled road safety in the early noughties, we did it through enforcement. And for some reason, the Phoenix Park has decided that it's okay to whittle down the traffic corps numbers. I don't know where the guards have gone, because we have more Gardaí now than we had back then.
Well, the roster has changed, hasn't it, and all sorts of things.
The roster has changed, amongst other items. But the point is that there are fewer members of the traffic corps out and about. I cannot think of the last time I was stopped at a checkpoint since COVID. I mean, that's just
I was stopped
stupid.
Coming up to Christmas, and actually I was breathalyzed, and it was in the morning, it was on the way into work.
I still have never been breathalyzed in all the years I've been driving.
Well, this was one of those, you know, those Christmassy clampdowny things. But look, let us know this morning. I think there is something in it, certainly for people who have been previously convicted. I think there is, you know, with drink driving, but maybe to do with penalty points, because it would certainly disincentivize people getting penalty points if they thought, I'm going to have a bloody alco lock slapped on my car. What a nuisance. What do you think? Is it something? Is it nanny statism? You always know people don't like that too much. But equally, is there something in it? We have seen three more lives lost this weekend. We are up, I think it is, in excess of 25% in terms of road deaths on this time last year. A huge number of lives being lost every day, every weekend on our roads. Let us know. This idea of a breathalyzer in your car, good idea, bad idea? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.